What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome to Love, Live, Poetry. I am so excited to be here. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning listener, thank you. Welcome back. I missed you. It has literally been years for me since I have done a podcast. And I just want to say I am super excited to start back making them. I know it has been a while, and I know that I have been in and out, and I really want to get back into it. You know, I never realized how many people that I have impacted. I never really realized how many people I actually help with my podcast and how many people actually listen to them. It's crazy, like, how many people I've gotten that come to me and just ask me, hey, when are you doing another podcast? You know, it's been a while. I haven't heard you. You okay? Just, you know, concerned and really wanting to hear me, really wanting to listen to me, really wanting my voice to just radiate across the globe. And that just makes my heart so glad. I cannot wait to catch you all up on everything that's been going on in my life. It has been a while, so I have a lot to catch you all up on. But I'm super happy you're here. I do have a new poem to recite for you all. And this poem is literally dedicated to what I've been experiencing for these last few years. Like, I have been unable to be as creative as I actually want to be as creative as I actually am. I have really been unable to express my creativity. And so this poem is a reflection of that. It's a reflection of, you know, what I've been experiencing as far as my creativity being blocked. And so I really hope you like it. This poem is called The Writer's Nightmare. I'm experiencing writer's block. It's like my creativity is being blocked by an enormous rock. I have no words. My brain is wrapped with chains and locks. No thoughts rolling through, just confusion, creating chaos. Sending my soul into an internal shock. Unable to express, I try to give it a rest. Yet I have this tiny voice in my ear screaming for me to let her be a voice here. But my mind is nowhere near. I don't know where it went. It's on an unauthorized trip. It left me here feeling empty. No pencil to paper still, and it's years later. What's a poet without poems? What's the summer without sun? What's an author without publications? What's number two without number one? It doesn't make sense. Something's missing. It doesn't have its core reasoning for existing, but I'm a writer. Why am I scrambling for words? None of my poems make the cut. They all get kicked to the curb. This is absurd. I need to find the keys for my brain to be released. I'm ready to jump back in. The anticipation is killing me. And that is the end. So, that's literally what I've been experiencing, y'all. Like, I have been writing, and I haven't even really been able to write. Like, I'll start with something, and then my mind just draws a blank. And I have literally, like I said in the poem, no words for words. Like, I don't even know what to say after the first few words I've said. Even if I get that far, sometimes I literally just stare at the paper and I got my pencil and I'm trying to think of things to write. I'm trying to think of my feelings. I'm trying to think of things that I've experienced, things that I've witnessed, things that I've read, that, you know, just trying to find some inspiration. And when I say it just has not been there. Like, my creativity has been blocked, like super blocked. But I am super happy and super excited to say that I am definitely rejuvenating myself. I am getting myself back together. I am removing these blocks. I am removing this negative energy from me. I am reclaiming my power and I am getting back to my normal, beautiful, vibrant self. I'm super happy. I'm super excited. I am so glad and ready to share more things with you all. The next time I come on here, I'm not sure if it's going to be a poem or if it's just going to be a general discussion, because I really do want to just kind of talk to y'all and share my, share my story and be vulnerable and let you know what's been going on in my life for these last few years or so. So I really hope you all liked my poem. I hope you tune in to the next one. Please, please, please be looking for more. I am definitely ready to hit the ground running with it. So again, I thank you so much for coming to my podcast and listening and giving me the time of day. I love, love, love you all. I am sending love and light.